This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Pitts Patrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio, on Periscope, and on Facebook Live. Of course, I am Rocky. No, I just—it's just always funny when somebody stands at the window and stares at me like, "Hey, how y'all doing?"
I feel like you gotta feel like a celeb, man.
I do, man. I just, you know, we were talking about Lance or LeVar. I know it's been a little bit ago.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. Buster Oney says one GM said the Dodgers are the deepest team they've ever seen. Is that LeVar or Lance?
That's neither one, because the Dodgers are no joke, man.
80-33.
I've actually been with the Dodgers are no joke.
Yeah,
I don't think it's either.
I don't.
That's facts. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
hard to debate.
Yeah.
Well, somebody was saying that is this team better than last year Cubs? I don't know yet because they haven't won the World Series.
Right. That's right. What the Dodgers right. Had to do. Yeah.
And then somebody they were talking about on Lebatar's show. They don't have a star. Baloney. Have you not seen Corey Seager?
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger. We don't know yet. Corey Seager has made the All-Star team every single year he's been in the majors.
He's so underrated.
Yeah.
He's so underrated.
And he's from North Carolina.
I've actually been watching the Dodgers. Yeah.
And Clayton Kershaw, you know, of course, Clayton. But the pitching, the team has just played on a roll this year. So we hope we keep
it. It's so hard for me to keep up with those West Coast teams. I'm not going to lie.
Well, is it tough for me? I'm a Dodgers fan. It's tough for me, though.
It's tough in the NBA. It's tough in the NFL, especially week one. When they have the triple header of Monday Night Football.
Oh, that
it's always that Raiders-Chargers game, the last game of the night.
Well, it couldn't be worse than that Minnesota and 49ers game.
Oh, remember that? That was last year.
That was two years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
No, it might have been the last 2 years.
No, it's Bridgewater 2 years ago is what I'm talking about. Because it was Bridgewater and Kaepernick.
Right.
And that's after Harbaugh left.
Because that was the first game in the new stadium.
That was Jim Tom Sula and everything. It was bad. It was like 9-6.
Yeah, I remember that one.
I thought it was last year.
Because that's when everybody went out and picked up Carlos Hyde on their fantasy.
Oh, right after that.
Yeah, because nobody wanted him into that game. He had 200 yards
rushing. Damn, I thought that was last year, but okay.
But no, Bridgewater was starting for Minnesota that year.
That's right.
Because he may not even play again.
That's right.
Hope Teddy come back, man.
Me too. Steelers GM says Le'Veon Bell is hurting himself with holdout. Does not benefit him in any way.
I agree.
I disagree.
I do too, man. Oh, man.
That's it.
After what they just paid Dante Freeman?
Yeah.
Florida State. But after what they paid. Now, if you're a Pittsburgh fan, you're like, shit. They just made him the highest paid running back in the league.
For peanuts.
$22 million. Le'Veon's going to want 30.
He deserves 30.
He's gonna want 30. Especially
Freeman don't even do nothing out of the backfield. Freeman is not even.
Because to me, Le'Veon's the best in the game. Best running back in the game is Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, but that injury.
See,
the suspensions also.
Marijuana injuries.
Yeah.
The weed, I know, but when he's on the field, ain't nobody better than him, man.
But see, last year. Le'Veon.
I had to say David Johnson. David Johnson. Zeke Elliott.
He hadn't done it long enough.
You're talking about right now? I mean, you know, Le'Veon last couple years. Le'Veon hasn't done enough the last 2 years.
What are you talking
about? He's been hurt or he's been out. He's been out of games. I mean, I'm just saying.
He still led the league from yards from scrimmage.
Yeah.
No, I thought David Johnson did last year. All right.
No, last year David Johnson might have.
I thought David Johnson did last year.
David Johnson did.
I know he missed some time and ended up leading the league one of the last 2 years.
No, he did. No, you're right. He has. I'm just saying, last year he missed a lot of time. And the year before he was out two games.
The thing with Le'Veon is that he got a – that game against New England when he came out, like, that hurt him. Like, because the chips were on the table. They needed him to show up. They needed to play ball control offense and win that game.
He has a proven history of getting hurt at the wrong time.
He's almost LaDainian Tomlinson on that. But he's redefining how the running back position is being played. He has high school and middle school students stopping in wide open holes trying to run the daylight.
Yep.
And nobody else can do that. Man.
Le'Veon's the truth, that's his thing.
I was watching that top 100 thing on the NFL. I sat there and saw him stop.
He gets to the hole and stops thing. I'm like,
both flat footed stop.
Yep.
Waited. And then went.
And I was just like, whoa. I'm like, this dude.
Like, that was crazy. Yeah, I've never seen anybody do that
before. He's good. Yeah, Don't get me wrong. For 30 mil, do I want to deal with weed and injuries?
That's
what you want to think about.
And the running back position.
Right.
And
how old is he?
26, maybe.
That's something else to think about, too.
Yeah,
we're not drafting running backs.
That's another only three-year window.
Especially injury 2 or 3 year window, backs with marijuana issues.
And that's the one position in football I always like to see get paid.
25.
He's 25?
25.
Now, 25.
He's 25. No, he's 25 February.
Okay.
His birthday's in February.
That's the one position I want to see get paid.
Well, here's another thing, though. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say 25.
And he's 25.
And those injuries like that?
Right.
I mean, 25 is still good.
Here's the thing, though. All right, you got to forget, D'Angelo Williams really stepped up and helped him the last 2-3 years that he subbed for them.
Especially.
And he wouldn't have to be 30 carries a game and like David Johnson would be in Arizona. All right, so the game plan's different nowadays. You split carries. But I think it's going to start taking away from him now a little bit because they really love James Conner from Pittsburgh.
Wow.
You
think he'll play?
I think he's going to play more than you think. I mean, this year I think they'll play him more because they don't have D'Angelo anymore. He's going to be the number two running back. Do you know he's the number one selling jersey in Pittsburgh?
Oh, I believe, yeah.
I mean,
he went to college there, and the leukemia, cancer, and all.
Yeah.
But he's going to play. I mean,
he brings a different dynamic to that.
Talent low key comes out of Pittsburgh, yo.
Yeah, man.
Like Pittsburgh University.
Yeah, McCoy,
Fitzgerald, McCoy,
Dan Marino, Larry
Fitzgerald, Aaron Donald.
Yeah, Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah,
I mean,
Joe Montana.
Aaron Donald might be the best defensive player.
Notre Dame.
No, but he was from Pennsylvania.
College.
He's from Pennsylvania.
But he's from
Aaron Donald may be the best defensive player in the league. Pittsburgh.
That kid from that got drafted this year by Buffalo.
Who?
God, I can't remember. Nathan Peterman.
Oh, the quarterback.
Yeah, he got drafted. Watch for him, too.
Yeah. You talking about Le'Veon's 25?
Did 25.
Odell just turned 23. Mike Evans just turned 23.
No, like,
that's crazy.
Yeah,
that these cats are that young out here just putting up McDonald's numbers like that.
Yeah.
Like they have another 5 years of their prime.
Especially the receiver position
is different.
But the running back position, I always want to see those guys get
running
paid
back, though,
get as much money as you can get, man.
Because, I mean, especially the way you split carries now. Yeah, you know, Atlanta's doing it. Everybody's doing it. So.
Yeah,
Atlanta's
don't wear him out.
That's why I hope my guy down there in Jacksonville can stay healthy.
Fournette,
hope so.
Yeah, man, because he gonna be a problem for somebody in the open field for a corner or a safety. Not really.
Who was that popped the hell out of him in practice the other day?
Some DT.
Yeah,
he gave him that work. He out there
Campbell.
Did you see that?
Calais Campbell.
Yeah, he knocked Fournette.
No, somebody else.
Oh. He knocked Fournette back to LSU. He
fumbled everything. Helmet came off. Yeah,
damn.
You know that's my guy. He's out there making DBs and corners pay for it.
And with Jacksonville,
and
they might be running back by committee.
They should, because they got like five of them.
Yeah, and they're all pretty good.
Who running backs on that team? Fournette?
Yeldon. Yeah, that's it.
Is Denard
still there?
No. As a matter of fact, he came
out for
Dallas. Yeah, he tried for Cowboys. No, he got cut last year.
It's too many of them. Somebody got to get the rock.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Cowboys defense end Tyrone Crawford carted out the field. Right knee injury, he is okay. Anquan Boldin signs 1-year deal with the Bills.
It's a good pickup.
Yeah.
Good pickup.
Not bad. Brandon Albert tells the Jags he wants to return despite retiring last week. Linville Joseph comes 4-year extension, $50 million for the Vikings. Steelers and head coach Mike Tomlin agreed to extension through 2020. The coach that somebody says is overrated.
Who said that?
Who said that?
I think the same guy that said Pro Bowl for didn't you say he was overrated?
Who?
Mike Tomlin. No, that was B3, I think, said it.
B3.
Yeah, B3. Hey, somebody say he's overrated.
Terry Bradshaw thinks that too.
I don't think he's overrated. I love any coach that goes for it on 2-point conversions and when you need to win the game. He does it.
I just say he forgets how to coach when it comes to New England.
A lot of people do.
That Belichick Brady combination fucks everybody up. But has anybody ever seen Mike Tomlin and Omar Epps in the same room?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, identical.
Identical.
I think Mike Tomlin would say, hey, Willie Mays stunt double.
Yeah, man.
Sure did look like it. All right, let's get into some NFC South preview talk. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get you in over. You talked about the top three Cowboys, and we spent 30 minutes trying to figure out Quincy Carter.
Hey, man.
Do you know how many years I've been trying to forget about Quincy Carter?
Football season, man. I'm so excited. Did you watch Quincy season yesterday? And the game's tonight? Like, I'm so, like, ridiculously hyped. Like, this is so bad. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I've been watching reality TV shows with my wife. Yeah, yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Now we're in the middle of Big Brother.
Binge watching Power and all this ridiculousness.
Have you been watching Power?
Yeah. Yeah,
the best show. Hey, God, man.
You need to come Ties of the Curl. We talk about it. Hey,
when is it?
It'll be tonight at about 7:30.
Oh, damn! I'll be in the bed, getting ready for work.
But that damn
third shift life, baby.
I understand. that is just something about football season. Even watching the game last night, even though I'm not a Panther fan, but watching the game seeing. You know, when the Panthers score, you score. Krispy Kreme donuts. Yep. Blah, blah, blah. I was just like, yo.
We're in
it. I was just, all right, okay.
We in it.
Yeah.
We in football season now, man.
Christian McCaffrey.
We are in it.
See you.
Yeah, you know, Deshaun looked good. So.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Look, he had Panthers fans confused out there. Yeah, didn't know what team to cheer for.
Yeah, because a lot of Clemson fans were in that game.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the reason I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
I did not want to go see that. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Jesus.
I get it.
I'm glad he's gone. I'm glad
he's gone, too.
I'm glad he's gone.
As an NC State fan, I'm glad he's gone. All right. The Panthers, you know, they re-signed Charles Johnson, Fozzie Whitaker. They added Mike Adams. I don't know why everybody thinks that's a big deal. He was horrible in Indy. He did make the Pro Bowl. Charles Johnson, Matt Khalil from the Vikings.
It's never going to be the same.
Captain Munderland, Shorty.
Post-up Munderland.
Julius Peppers and Russell Shepard. Huh? That's who came from Tampa Bay, Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
Russell
yeah,
Shepard.
Yeah. Also, Kalen Clay.
We did lose Ted Ginn, Leonard Johnson, A.J. Klein, Mike Rimmers, and Mike Tolbert.
You said we?
Well, I mean, I live in Carolina. Sorry.
We're speaking for the area code.
And my co-host isn't here that's a Panthers fan. So, yeah, I'm helping him out.
Sounds like a him problem.
Sorry. Yeah, it is a him problem. Looking at the schedule, I don't know, man. This team, to me.
We get the AFC East.
Weird,
get,
right?
Well, the NFC North.
They open at the 49ers, home to the Bills, home to the Saints, at the Patriots, at the Lions, home to the Eagles, at your Bears, at the Bucks, October 29th, home to the Falcons, home to the Dolphins. Bye week's not until week 11. Then they play at New York, so that's another bye week. At the Saints, home to the Vikings, home to the Packers, home to the Bucks, and at the Falcons to finish the season.
9-7.
This team
that's what I think.
Is the toughest team to call it in
is.
The NFL.
It is, man.
Because you don't know if they're going to do good or they're going to do bad. You don't.
I give them 9-7.
I kind of give them that, too.
It all depends on how number one's right arm is.
Right. Well, that's the funny thing. That's the reason you don't know how the team's going to be, because that's it. If he's a bad season, then they're going to be bad. If he pouts, they're going to be bad. If he's happy, then they might be good.
So they have revamped this offense. It's not that.
Did they?
I mean, they drafted
watching the game. Did anybody watch the beginning of the game last night?
Yeah, I saw it.
The start of the game. Yeah. Did it look? Did the offense look any different?
No, it didn't.
It's Derek Anderson.
It did.
Same old offense.
I mean, because I mean, what I was looking at the stats. McCaffrey has 7 carries, 33 yards, one pass out of the backfield he didn't catch. So, is the offense really that different than years past?
We won the preseason.
I know you won preseason, but, you know, I'm just saying, did anybody see anything from the offense last night that really was like, wow, this is different?
Nope. And hopefully from a Panthers fan's sake,
they won't.
By the time week one starts, we start seeing some different things offensively from them.
I mean, but also keep in mind that, you know, did Funches play yesterday?
I didn't say him.
I heard Benjamin had a great game.
He did. Yeah, he had the one. He had the one catch. The yard after catching the stiff arm and the.
Yeah.
And he looked good. He looked good last night.
Which I'm glad because I've been on his case.
Lost. Dropped the weight.
He dropped the baby. I mean, you know, the baby finally came out. Yeah.
Couple weeks.
He actually looked like his rookie year.
Yeah. Right.
He did. He looked good last night.
And then everybody's hyped about McCaffrey, rightfully so. You know, I'm not looking forward to having to chase him around 2 games a year. But Curtis Samuel, who I want to see.
Did he play? Did he play last night?
He's hurt.
Okay, I thought so. Right, okay, I wasn't sure. Okay.
So when I say revamped offense, I mean personnel.
Yeah, personnel.
Okay. But you can't run the same offense, really. You can't run Cam. You got to stop doing the read options much. Right? You have to.
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't work. It does not work. Cam is way too. No, Cam is way too accurate.
It hasn't been working?
No, because to me, a team can't go 1 year, another year, up and down. You got to keep it consistent.
They got to open
but was
it up
that because of them running the read option, or was that because of other
part things? Of it, yes.
Who's the offensive coordinator?
Is Mike Shula.
Still?
Yeah.
Is it still?
Yeah, it's still Shula. But no, that's another reason. Cam is so up and down. And when he's inaccurate, which he is, you can't run the read option. Now, you have to have an accurate
by
passer.
By no stretch of the imagination am I about to defend number one. Yeah. I'm not going to say his name and call him number one.
Okay.
But he is the ultimate third and short weapon in the NFL. If you
use him in spots like that, right.
Yeah.
But the problem is they will give me first and goal and call quarterback power. And
quarterback power.
And goal.
What's wrong with that?
You're saying what's wrong with that wrong because with that? You're a Tampa Bay right. fan.
Well, no, I'm saying.
What do you mean what's wrong with
I
that?
I mean, use your gifts that you got. Because you're only going to play in this league 10 years,
because
10, 15
instead
years.
Of just why not? Sliding. Go get it. Because he's going to get hit and get popped like he did last year.
Okay, would you rather
he's
him
get popped every
delivering
year like
those hits or staying up in the pocket behind Mike Remmers?
I would rather you hand. First of all, that game plan was horrible because
now,
when you
it's
play,
different now.
No, you got to call when you play one of the best defenses in the NFL. You have to get rid of the ball quicker. Cam does not do well getting rid of the ball quick. All right, he holds it way too long, and it's a bad offensive line anyway. That's when you throw more screens and more slants.
And has the weapons now to do.
Right. Well, you had the weapons, but you still got to throw it.
Instead
of Cam running it, you had a 450-pound fullback and Mike Tolbert that should be able to get in on first and goal.
Take away
the carries from Cam in situation. Am I saying don't run at all? No. Run in the open field. Get the first down. Slide. I was watching Deshaun Watson last night. He looks better than Cam Newton.
He didn't want to run.
He ran. But when he did, when he was sliding.
Yeah, and he was sliding.
And you have to do that. Cam, and I know he's bigger than other guys, but, dude, at some point, it's going to catch up to you. Well, you can't look at Michael Vick.
That's Michael Vick. There you go.
But see, Michael Vick was smaller.
Use that comparison.
No, I can.
He's smaller, but it's just the fact you don't slide. You have to slide.
You still, in the open areas where you can slide or run out of bounds, do it.
Because
he doesn't do that, though.
Because when you come out of that pocket, you're a running back now.
Right. And you don't get hit.
If you ever want a quarterback to be a running back,
No,
that's the one you want to be a running back.
He absolutely is. But still, you can't tell me an offensive player every single time is going to run over the defensive player.
Rocky, no, check this out.
Ain't happening.
Check this out.
I'm not saying every single time.
Like you said, it's going to catch up to him. Look at Ben Roethlisberger, because they're the same size.
Right. Ben Roethlisberger's game is not Cam's game.
Well, no, but they're about the same size.
And they're about the same size. And he's probably taking the most amount of hits, too.
But see, the same size, but
and no,
because Cam has been hit what 900 something times,
right? The most in the NFL, right. Which the majority and people get mad is his fault, and the Panthers because they put him in that situation.
The concussion he got last year was his fault, too.
And that's the thing.
Hey, you know who popped him? Deion Jones.
Yeah, LSU. Because remember, he
go Tigers.
He's running to the end zone, looking like this way.
Yeah, yeah.
He turned around and got.
But he caused that himself.
He did.
Because before that, he's on the sideline when the first and 10, he gets a first down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, dude, these defenses will start teeing off on you because of your ego.
Which they did.
Yeah.
They let them have it. And
I'm just saying, you ain't got to change your game plan, but you need to adjust when you run.
Perfect person to look at is Ben Roethlisberger. Because Ben Roethlisberger, he's been known to hold the ball.
Oh, my God.
Too long.
Yeah.
Trying to extend the play.
Oh, my God.
And now.
And getting hit. And what saved Big Ben was his 6'5", 240-pound frame. But it's going to catch up to you sooner or later.
And it is catching up with Big Ben now.
That's why Big Ben's always hurt now.
Two years ago, Cam went into the end zone and did that flip with J.J.
White.
Remember?
The Houston Texans game.
Somebody hit you like, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It don't matter if you're 7 foot five.
Because you're suspending the air upside down.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. But the Panthers have to put them in better situations, which they drafted McCaffrey and these guys to do that.
Right.
I see Cam running, doing all that stuff, the power. I see all that stuff decreasing this year just for the personnel they drafted. They should. But if they're doing the same thing, they need to fire the offensive coordinator if they're still doing the same thing.
That doesn't mean second goal, third and goal. Okay, let's run Cam on it. Let him leap over the line. Let him run. Yeah, okay, I get that. But in like every situation, you don't have to have him do that.
No.
Maybe four times a game. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't have to be.
If they want Cam long term, start investing in some weapons.
Exactly,
which they have. They did this year.
And they invested in the weapons since they got Benjamin. They've had Greg Olsen. It's not like they haven't had anybody on the offense.
The only thing they didn't have on offense though at that wide receiver position was. A breakaway wide receiver, a true number one.
But the one thing that people in Carolina don't understand, this team is always a defensive team.
True.
It has always been since 1994, and it will always be defense first. And if the defense isn't doing good, then the offense ain't doing – the offense feeds off the defense. That's the reason Carolina Panthers 2 years ago led the league in scoring is because they were getting a ball on the other side of the 50 every single – game
if they weren't returning it themselves.
Exactly. So, all right. Looking at the Panthers, you said 9-7.
I think 9-7.
You said
I feel a little weird about it, but I think 9-7.
I'm going.
Quarterback plays.
You know what? Because I hate Atlanta. I do. But I think they've reached it, so I'm going 9-7. I'm going 9-7, Carolina. Because I just. It's another year, another excuse for Matt Ryan to underachieve and fail and flop.
Yeah, I don't trust him.
I never have. I never have either.
What are you saying?
I've been hard on Matt Ryan for years.
I would like to pose a question.
Right.
How have the Panthers improved their secondary?
They still have the secondary from last year. I know how. You added the shortest quarterback in NFL history, Captain Munderland.
We got it.
Cap, I'm going to post you up, Munderland.
Captain Munderland, welcome back to Charlotte, Shorty.
Hey,
I just remember Julio eating him alive.
Yeah.
Julio had career day.
That was easy. They let go. The cornerback was covering him. But it was all his fault.
Can't forget Mike Evans.
Yeah. Trey Boston still be playing the wrong way to me.
Trey Boston got cut.
Yeah, Trey Boston's gone.
Who's the other guy?
They let go of him. You talking about Kurt Coleman? Oh, Southward. Southward, yeah. He's playing north this year.
Kurt Coleman, I've never liked him either. But
the thing is, with the defense, you still don't have that safety. You got Mike Adams. You replaced Roman Harper basically with somebody even older. I don't think you could do that.
Hey, he's got to help out Captain Postamont Munderland.
Yeah, that's your nickelback.
They took Mike Adams. They should have took Jamal Adams.
Exactly. They should instead of taking McCaffrey, they should have went the defensive. You need a safety
like that, Malik Hooker.
Yeah,
he's gonna be nice.
Yeah, he's gonna be good.
He's gonna be nice. Him and T.J. Green back there when they get it figured out, the two of them together, I think
it'll be good. See, when I hear Malik Hooker, what's his name? The corner that the Saints drafted,
Lattimore.
Hooker, Lattimore, and Jamal Adams. I just think of all the three dudes we could have had. We could have drafted.
Now,
I thought y'all were gonna think of two.
Shit.
All I will tell you.
You got Adrian Amos.
He looked at you like, what?
Adrian Amos.
Yeah. Hey, all I will tell you is make sure you tune in November 13th. Carolina home to the Dolphins. Wow. Jay Cutler comes to town.
I thought you were talking about
on Monday
Harding
Night Football.
University High School alumni Walt Akins.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, so we all kind of agree. Oh, I didn't even say my record. I'm going to say 7-9, dude. I see an underachievement. But this team is 11. So tough, man.
5-11.
Well, all right. The city will be all, boy.
Oh, the tickets will be sold.
5-11.
Like it's clear cut. Like the division is going to go for who's in second place.
You think Atlanta's? You think Carolina's a clear number one?
I think Atlanta is. I think Atlanta and Tampa Bay will go at it for that number one spot.
I give Tampa Bay.
I'm scared of my team.
I give Tampa Bay, you know, the edge because they're younger. They have improved. So,
no, Atlanta's young too. Atlanta's team is set up to be in contention for like the next 5-6 years.
Atlana chokes.
Yeah.
I do not. We're getting ready to talk about Atlanta. The thing about Atlanta, I don't trust Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I don't trust the quarterback. I don't either.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Matt Ryan, I do not trust whatsoever. And we got to remember, they lost offensive coordinator. All right. And Kyle Shanahan, I think, was a great. Steve Sarkisian, I don't know.
He's serviceable.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
And I don't know about the NFL level, though.
No.
And the defense, okay, they had a good year. But, man, they still – we'll see. I mean, secondary, Trevant comes back. You know, Vic Beasley had a great year, but he's still short. He ain't getting bigger.
Is he short?
Yeah, he's a short defense end. He's like 5'11 or 6 feet.
Right.
I mean, he's not.
It's just Matt Ryan to me. Yeah. Every year,
it's always been. Yeah, I've been hard on Matt Ryan.
And you know what? There's no other quarterback in the NFL that has had the easiest schedule other than Matt Ryan.
And if you look, Matt Ryan is Tony Romo. I mean, he is. They're identical. The only thing is, Tony Romo's had better stats. It's about the size of last year.
I'll come back to that.
Well, no, it's true. You compare the stats, it's equal stats.
Think about it.
Tony Romo blows it, though. Like
Matt Ryan doesn't blow it. Matt Ryan doesn't blow a 28-3 lead.
You can't put that on him.
Though. I can, and I did. Yeah, who made the fumble?
You can't put that on him.
It's
Matt Ryan.
If it was Tony Romo in that situation, everybody would be blaming Tony.
Shanahan. I blame Tony. It's a little Shanahan. A little Shanahan was in that, too.
I blame him.
For the past 5 years, Matt Ryan has played this rinky-dink schedule for them. They should have won the Super Bowl with Roddy White, Tony Gonzalez, and Julio. Yep.
Tell me this truthfully.
Damn, I forgot to handle that.
If Tony Romo was on Atlanta last year, who would get the blame of the quarterback position? I mean, who would get the blame of the game? It'd be Tony Romo.
It would be quarterback. But if Tony Romo played for Atlanta, it would be Tony Romo and a couple of people. Tony Romo would get the blame just because he played for Dallas.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, yeah, just because he plays for Dallas. But if Tony Romo's on another team, he would get the blame, and other people would too.
But you got to look at Matt Ryan at some point. He does not lead the teams to the ultimate prize.
But if Tony,
I don't care if you go to the Super Bowl, if you lose, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. But 28-3 doesn't fall on one person. You know what I'm saying?
The fact that they made it to the Super
Bowl. A lot of things happened for that.
That's what I'm saying.
But does Matt Ryan get some blame?
He gets the blame.
He gets the blame.
You can't give it all to him. Fam, he got you 28-3. Whatever the case may be. When they got down to the 30-35 or whatever and start throwing the ball all crazy, that's not on him.
No, he's throwing it. That's when you changed it. I heard the same complaints about Tony. You go to the line and be like, all right, we have to change the plays.
Okay.
We have to do other stuff.
It's different, though. It's different, though, because Matt Ryan ran the plays that were called. It didn't work out for him. He took a hit, fumbled. That's on him for fumbling, I guess.
Yeah.
Romo would throw picks.
And Matt Ryan's throwing picks.
Ryan didn't throw any picks in that game.
Not that game, but he's done other games.
So it's more so on Romo because he is the mistake waiting to happen.
So is Matt Ryan.
He didn't.
I'm going to tell
you what. This is where Matt Ryan made the mistake, because Matt Ryan has the power to go up to the line and say, I'm changing this from a pass to a run. I can do that.
Like Russell Wilson should have done, right, in that Super Bowl.
Right. You know what I'm saying? No, Russell should have changed that.
Russell should have changed it. Russell's part was he threw it in the wrong way. Instead of throwing it.
That's second guessing.
Low in the way.
No. He should never thrown it. That's my point.
What I hate is that Matt Ryan never gets the hate the way Tony Romo did. And if you look at the two careers,
you can't have it both ways.
What do you mean, man? I can't have it both ways?
You can't be America's team and then say I don't want the hate. When
no, I didn't say I don't want the hate, because I've been loving the hate for 30 years.
That's why.
Bring it on. My point, though, is Tony, Matt Ryan does not get the hate the way Tony got the hate. He doesn't. And if you look at the careers, they're identical.
And he has, if you look at the schedule he's played in the past, 5 years?
The schedule may be easy. I mean, I don't
fairly really, easy.
Yes, I don't remember the schedule.
Well, look at the NFC South. You compare the South.
All I know is
from
that.
From a few years ago.
All I know is that there are distinct Romo blown moments that come to mind.
And you know what Atlanta saying? Does it? Let me think. The Green Bay game, the Seattle game, there's a couple moments in the playoffs that he blows it.
Or on Matt Ryan?
Yes. Yes.
I don't remember it that way.
Because think about it. Your team just got good. Let's just say your team just got good. New Orleans, Saints ain't really been
that. They hot and cold.
Hot and cold. Panthers just got good. So really, that team that's really been dominating that NFC South division.
You can't say dominated. They just won the division for the first time.
Who's that?
Atlanta,
yeah.
Okay. For the first time.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as getting to the playoffs and having the wonderful playoff seeding, and as far as the schedule is good, they have the best schedule in the league for years.
They played the South. The South has not been as tough as the other divisions. So it hasn't
y'all
been.
Y'all go put, but y'all put that what, loss on here, Matt Ryan? Here,
no, I'm not.
I'm putting some of the Super Bowl on it.
What percentage?
35, 40%.
Okay, there we go.
40%?
I'll give him 40%. Because
how do
you change
do that
it.
With the defense?
Because you change it.
Because
didn't here, stop.
The reason why that number's high
you
to me is because it's the quarterback position.
Right.
That gets all the glory and all the blame.
You don't get, just like Cam Newton 2 years ago. Cam got all the hate. And when they didn't play well, you're going to get the hate.
But when they were 15-1, he got all the credit.
Right, exactly. You're going to get it because you're quarterback.
Cam, and I can't believe I just said his name, got the hate because he didn't dive on that damn fumble.
All right. Well, no, he got the hate for a lot of reasons. I mean, the way he gloated. All right, here's what I want to share with you. I said him and Tony are identical stats, and they are.
How long did they play?
240. Hold on a second. 248 touchdowns, 117 picks. Matt Ryan, 240 and 114.
Say it again.
240 touchdowns, 114 picks. He's got three less interceptions than Romo right now.
How many seasons?
And that's what I'm gonna look at now. From when he started, because of 2016 don't count. 2015 don't count because he only played four games.
Romo's been injured for a year and a half.
8 years for Tony, where he was healthy. 9 years for Matt.
And how many pass attempts?
Let me see. Pass attempts per game. No pass attempts. 5,000.
Total career attempts.
5,000. Okay. Matt Ryan, 5,064, right? Tony Romo, 4,335.
And Matt Ryan has had the better team.
Exactly. He has.
Has he?
Yes, better team.
Right. If I'm going to tell you, if Michael Tony Vick, Gonzalez? If Michael Vick would have had Mike Turner and Roddy White,
they would.
I'm talking about Roddy White in his prime. He had two wings.
At least one. That one.
So Dallas' teams were below Atlanta's teams.
Yes, in talent overall.
You had a Michael Turner. You had Tony Gonzalez. You had a Julio and a Roddy White.
Okay, so with that being said, first,
I would say defense,
that,
though.
That Roddy White, Julio transition.
Look, one time Roddy White led the league in receptions.
That Roddy White. But for Anthony Gonzalez, I can show you – I mean, excuse me. For Tony Gonzalez, I can give you Jason Witten.
No,
for Michael Turner, I can give you Felix Jones or DeMarco Murray.
No.
What?
No, you can't.
No. No.
DeMarco Murray has been hurt every year since he played in Dallas.
That year DeMarco Murray
went
nuts.
He had 1 year, though.
One year. The 1 year he played all 16 games, that was a contract. They had a contract year.
They trying to sell me that Atlanta's teams have been better than Dallas' teams.
They have.
Michael
Turner
in the past couple years.
Offense.
Here's the stats. All right? I just told him. 8 years, Tony Romo, 4,335 pass attempts. 248 touchdowns, 117 picks, right? In 8 years. Matt Ryan in 5,000 pass attempts, 240 touchdowns, and 114 picks. And tell me, and who's got the better career? Tony. But the stats match up. They're the same quarterback. He throws the ball more than Tony Romo did because of Julio and everybody else. But the point is, you look at those teams he's had. He's had some good defenses on that team.
He's never had a decent running game, really, either.
Who?
Matt Ryan.
He had Michael Turner.
Mike Turner was a beast.
Wait.
Mike Turner was a beast.
He had work done.
Right. He had work done. Michael Turner.
Nah. Yeah.
Yes.
Matt Ryan didn't have work done.
He had Michael Turner. He had All-Pro.
All-Pro. Yeah.
Okay, and DeMarco Murray wasn't?
For 1 year.
Michael Vick.
Turner was an all-pro for like 3 or 4 years.
No, sir.
All right.
We was coming from the Felix. We was coming from the Felix situation because we was going to have a running back by committee.
Right. I forgot about Felix. Oh, wow.
DeMarco Murray, he never played enough games where he could be a sustained back in the league.
That Dallas team.
Please tell me we had a good team because I can't.
Please. Debate.
Because look at the defense. I'm going to keep saying, tell me the defense that we had.
I don't understand why y'all think Atlanta's team was that hot.
You had Julio Jones on one corner.
When was Atlanta just out here giving people that work like that?
Because once again, they had that knick-knack paddywhack schedule year in, year out.
Yeah.
I mean, they went to the NFC Championship game once and got beat by San Fran.
Who?
Atlanta.
That's because I think Matt – this is just me.
Green Bay. No, that was the year before. Then they played.
Right. They lost to Seattle at home. They lost to Green Bay at home. Right.
And they got blown out by Green Bay.
Yeah. Well, last year. Too. I'm talking about years before.
Me too.
Green Bay blew them out.
The year Green Bay won the Super Bowl. That's what I'm talking about.
And the reason why they get
– You know what? You're right. That season, because
they were 12-4.
They were the one seed.
They've been the one seed three times in the last four years.
2010, they were the one seed. Last year, I can't remember in between when they were.
They had that
knit-knack, paddywhack schedule year in, year out. Matt Ryan.
But Matt Ryan blows it in games. I'm just saying playoff games.
I have to relook at it.
Go back and watch.
You changed my mind.
Go back and watch the games.
And reconsider.
He has blown playoff games just as much as Tony Romo. The only thing that has been different is it's not Dallas.
I've been hard on Matt Ryan. If y'all had known me years ago, I was on Matt Ryan.
And Matt Ryan had a great season last year.
Yeah.
But you say what you want. When you, as a quarterback in NFL, you get the hate and the love.
Especially, once again, especially if you're
at 28-3, come on.
Especially
man.
If you're a quarterback who plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
And for him,
because if it ain't Tony Romo, it's going to be somebody else.
Absolutely. And for him to have who he had on offense, they should have won the Super Bowl
because
years ago.
I mean,
in 2008, yeah, they blew that home game against Green Bay. Green Bay came and beat, dropped 50. Did he come and drop 50 on them in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Well, the Seattle game, they blew it too.
Yeah.
I mean, because they were.
In Seattle?
No, it was in Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
It's when Seattle went to D.C., beat the Redskins, and then they went
and
to
And they stay having home field advantage.
Right.
Yeah.
And they Matt Ryan blew that game.
Okay.
I'm just saying, he blows games more than
let me
as
tell
much
you,
as
I used to be on Matt Ryan's ass hard. But
people were like, who's the bigger choke, Matt Ryan or Jay Cutler?
Jay Cutler's never even been in a situation to choke, so he's never been in any situation. Yeah. He hasn't been in a big game his whole career except for the NFC Championship game.
Well, looking at the Falcons' schedule, at the Bears, home to the Packers, at the Lions, home to the Bills, bye week five, home to the Dolphins, at the Patriots, Jets, and at Panthers, home to the Cowboys week 10. I will be at that game. At the Seahawks, home to the Bucks, home to the Vikings, home to the Saints, at the Bucks, at the Saints, at the Panthers. Well, they got the Saints week 14 and 16. They got the Bucks and Panthers mixed in.
A tough schedule.
What do y'all think for the Falcons?
10-6.
I don't know.
10-6.
8-8.
My main concern, I want to know who's going to win week two. You have grand opening of the stadium at home versus Green Bay. Who you taking in that?
Who, between Falcons and Green Bay? Green Bay.
At home in the new stadium and all that, first game?
I'm going. I'll go Atlanta that one.
I'm going Green Bay. Big games.
Mm, Sunday night game.
They play Dallas. You say you going to that game?
I'll be at the Dallas game.
When it's a big game, Matt Ryan don't show up.
Sunday night game against Green Bay, dude. The only thing about Green Bay early in the season, they always start slow.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so
They'll start like 1-3, 2-4.
Right. And then they get rolling.
Then they get hot at the end.
So with that being said, looking at that schedule, they could go 5-1.
Yeah, I think
Atlanta.
I think 10-6.
Watch that Lions game, man. I'm telling you. I mean,
what elite quarterback has, outside of Drew Brees, Matt Ryan has beaten?
You see, I don't really call Cam Newton elite. I've got three quarterbacks that are elite. Breeze, Brady.
That's it.
Breeze, Brady,
and Aaron Rodgers.
And they split with New Orleans.
Right.
Who did they beat in their playoff games last year?
Who, Atlanta? They beat Green Bay.
And Seattle.
Seattle. Mm. Yeah, they beat Seattle in that playoff game.
Two good quarterbacks?
Yeah, but not elite. I mean, but we only got three.
Russell Wilson wasn't elite. It's not elite.
The problem with the Seattle team, though, you lost. I don't know if he's even on second, maybe third. But the problem with Seattle is they lost Earl Thomas.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and you lose somebody in that secondary, the season's done.
The quarterback of that?
Yeah. Right. He is the quarterback of that defense. Yep. Looking at their schedule, man, I think 8-8.
Oh, shit.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, just because teams in the South don't do it the way – I mean, it's around the world. All right. 8-8. Looking at the next team we're going to talk about – oh, Devontae Freeman did get paid, by the way, 5 years.
Yeah,
$41.25 million.
$22 million guaranteed?
Yeah.
Oh, before we leave.
Yeah.
I like Atlanta's defense. I do. Dan Quinn is building a Seattle South with that team. Like, he is building a carbon copy of what they have going on in Seattle.
I do like some of it, but you still
going to choke.
Questions, man.
And they added
safety.
Don Terry Poe
is big.
You got Beasley, who led the league in sacks. Deion Jones, who could have been defensive player of the year or defensive rookie of the year. Trufant on one side. And Keanu Neal's out there blasting people left and right. So, I mean, the team has problems. And then they drafted McKinley.
Tank.
Yep.
That guy who apparently is crazy and has issues with getting to the quarterback. Like, he angry. Did you see when he got drafted and he went off? He started cussing and whatnot, holding the picture of his grandma up. Did you see that?
Yeah, at the draft.
Like, he, all right, I got you.
And he didn't get fined either.
Yeah.
I see. So, I mean, as much as I don't like it, I mean, they promising to me.
All right, we'll see. With Matt Ryan, I think they'll choke at some point. All right, looking at your Bucks.
Oh, I got to step away from the mic.
William Golston, they re-signed Joe Haley. I know J.R. Sweezy will be healthy this year. They also signed Chris Baker, Ryan Fitzpatrick, your backup. Nick Folk is your kicker. What? Wait a minute. You signed Nick Folk to go with Aguagwe? What, that too?
It's a kicking battle.
Yeah. All right, Deshaun Jackson, Garrison Sanborn.
Just gloss over Deshaun Jackson.
Yeah,
I totally forgot that.
And JJ, I can't cover anyone. Wilcox. What?
What's the schedule?
Let's get to it. They did lose Glennon, Bradley McDougal, and Keem Spence. Let's look at the schedule. They open up at the Dolphins. That should be a win. Home to the Bears. That should be a win.
Glennon, Bears, we win. Yeah. That.
We'll see. Dude, I don't know. That's going to be tougher than you think, I think. Glennon going in.
Yeah, don't try.
What's that one? All right, we'll see. At the Vikings.
Coming to the crib, that one. Coming to the crib for that
one. Okay, bet, all right.
Home to the Giants. Home to the Patriots. Ooh.
Well, see, that's those two. That three run of games right there is nuts because we have the Giants at home. And in a Thursday night game at New England,
you can beat the Giants. You can beat the Giants.
You can
at
beat
home.
Giants.
Yep.
Patriots.
And
Giants,
then the Cardinals
just melt in.
That Cardinals.
Arizona. I don't know.
They're another.
Y'all
weird
should
team
win that. But you every time Jameis goes to Arizona, he has trouble. He had trouble last year, big time.
Yeah. In Arizona. And sometimes the way he gets kind of reckless with that football with Patrick Peterson.
What are we talking to? We talking to him.
At Buffalo in October. Oh, that's going to be tough.
That's tough.
Home to the Panthers. Should be a win.
It'll be 30 degrees in Buffalo.
Yeah. at New Orleans, home to the Jets. That should be a win. Bye week, week 11. Falcons, at the Falcons on the 26th. At the Packers the next week. Home to the Lions, home to the Falcons. Damn. At the Panthers, home to the Saints.
You got
last. Our last 6 games are NFC games.
Mm-hmm.
The last three being division games. I'm hoping that two of those three teams have shut it down for the rest of the season and we can clean up and go 10-6.
What y'all got?
I got 10-6 for them too.
The Bucks?
Bucks and Falcons, 10-6.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's going to come out of the wire for them for that division.
11-5, and they'll sweep the Falcons.
Yeah, I'm going to go 10-6. That's to me, this will be your sleeper team in the NFC.
Hey, gentlemen, I got the lead.
Okay. Thank you, Smooch. We're getting ready to wrap up. But, Smoochy, you're getting ready to leave. What you got for the Saints? Real fast.
Ooh, Saints.
Record.
8-8.
All right.
6-10.
Wait, hold on a second. We don't talk about it for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just trying to get Smoochy real fast because he's leaving. Well, and we're wrapping up.
Forget here. I said that. Unhear that.
Unhear that? I don't know if I can go back and do that. All right, looking at the Saints, they play at the Vikings, home to the Patriots, at the Panthers, at the Dolphins, bye week, week 5. Home to the Lions, at the Packers, home to Bears and Bucks. At the Bills, Redskins home. At the Rams, home to the Panthers. At the Falcons, home to the Jets. Home to the Falcons and at the Bucks. What y'all got them to go? Oh, you didn't even say what your team's going to do.
10-6.
All right. What do you think for the Saints?
Looking at that, I'm going to say 7-9.
All right. 7-9?
6-10.
With Ted, you add Ted Ginn, you add A.J. Klein, you lose Brandon Cooks, you add A.P., wow, I don't know, man. I don't know. I can't even go. I'm gonna go 6-10. I don't trust Ted Ginn or any of those guys.
I've never trusted Ted Ginn.
All right. Well, there you go. That's our NFC preview South. We'll do AFC South next week.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm gonna save that for the guys, man. We gotta get through the rest of the show. Let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week. You want me to start? You
yes,
want
sir. Yes, start.
All right. Dodgers are 43-7 and swept the Mets this weekend. That 43-7 record is the best in baseball since 1912. And they become the sixth team since 1913 to win 80 out of the first 113 games. On a roll, man. Justin Gatlin beat Usain Bolt at 2017 World Championships and found 100M race of career. Bartolo Colon becomes the oldest AL pitcher to toss a complete game since Nolan Ryan in 1992. Marlins' Giancarlo Stanton hit his career-high 38th homer of the season, his fifth in five games. Josh Donaldson hits two homers versus the Yankees Tuesday. Mike Trout records his 1,000th career hit, homers for the fourth time in six birthday games. Nats Bryce Harper hits career home run 150 at age 24, exact age Mike Trout was when he turned 24 and hit his 150th. Wilson Contreras and Tim Beckham wins NLL Players of the Week. Cody Bellinger launches his 33rd home run in the 93rd game. Mark McGwire is the only player with more home runs in the first 100 games at 37. White Sox Adam Engel executes a home run robbery. Great catch by him. And Chris Sale strikes out 13 versus the Rays, giving him 15 starts this year with 10-plus strikeouts. Only Big Unit and Pedro have achieved same feat since 2000. And those are my Sunshine Players or Teams of the Week. Go ahead. Oh. My bad.
Turn me on, baby. Hey, I got one. I got one up Sunshine Player of the Week, man. It's going to go to Jay Cutler. Did you see the press conference he had the
other day? I heard.
It was so uninspiring, so kind of like, oh, well, you know.
I don't have to be in shape.
Yeah, I don't have to be in shape. And, you know, my wife, I was kind of cool with retirement, but my wife told me I had to come play football. It's like, man, when your wife has to push you out the door to go get $10 million.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a microcosm of what I've seen for the last 7 years on my team.
All right.
In Miami, you know. And he's going to have some weapons.
No, he's got some weapons. Yeah.
And
as long as AJ is healthy.
And I'm sure the Jets, Patriots, and Bills have probably stepped up their fantasy defenses when they signed.
I'm sure they have. All right, let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right, John Jones doesn't rule out ringside appearance at SummerSlam.
What? We'll like to see.
No,
we'll like to see. Yeah, I can't do two words. Yeah,
do three if you have to.
I would like to must see. Must see. There you go. There you go.
Jerry Jones' ego only thing keeping Jimmy Johnson out of Cowboys Ring of Honor. Max Kellerman says.
Add him.
True fact.
Yep.
Major League Baseball unveils nickname jerseys for players weekend. It looks great, dude. August 24th through the 26th, they're doing a bunch of nickname jerseys.
Great idea.
That's a good one. Great marketing. I think this is great. Dodgers' historic season is meaningless and without World Series win, Max Kellerman says. True fact.
He's right.
Yep.
And I said that early in the show.
Yep. Ratings for Madden 18 are out. Luke Kuechly is rated 98 overall.
Damn, son.
No concussion. Dark Tower. Did you get to see it yet?
Want to, though. I want to.
Going Friday to go see it.
Because, you know, each cell was one of my favorite actors.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Going Friday to see it. All right. Let's go into.
Say, bon voyage.
All right. Do you have any?
Man, same, you know, it's cut and dry every week for me. I'm happy to be here. It was great show again. Great guests we had again this week. I got to sit at the front of the table today. good looking on that. Take your time coming back, B3 exponent. Take your time coming back. I like to see him getting used to it. But other than that, man, that's about it, man.
All right. I've got a couple. Thank you for being here. Thank you for Smoochie. Thanks for Chauncey to be in the house. Eva Marie parts way with WWE after a 4-year run. Knew that was coming down. Scott Dawson and Bailey ruled out for SummerSlam. I hate the Revival's out for SummerSlam because I love the Revival. And then lastly, Jets place Quincy Inwa on IR with neck injury out for the season.
Yeah.
And who knows how that goes, man. Hopefully he gets back. He's okay. All right. From B3 Exponent, who is always saying side pieces. Mr. 315 and myself, you can catch us everywhere. Have a great week in sports and see y'all there.